Well, good morning. It is December 13th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in 2 Chronicles. We're going to read chapters 14 and 15. We're then going to do Revelation chapter 4. We're then going to finish the book of Haggai. Thank you all so much for leaving your commentary yesterday. I think I'm going to go with Haggai. Sorry, all you Haggai people. It's going to be Haggai, but I really appreciate that. But then we're going to finish up with John chapter 3. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 and 15 today. So Abijah slept with his fathers in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years, and Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods in the high places, and brake down the images, and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandments. And he took away out of all of the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. And therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities, and make about them walls, and tower gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God, and we have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. And so they built and prospered. And Asa had an arrow of men, and Asa had an army of men, that bare targets and spears out of Judah, 300,000, and one of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows, 280,000. All of these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and came into Merarsha. And then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephrathah and Merissah. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help thee, or there is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go out against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against us. And so the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. And they smote also the tents of the cattle, and carried away sheep and camel in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. Chapter 15. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you. And while you be with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. And when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all of the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversary and all adversity. Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. And so they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, even 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all of their hearts and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their hearts, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Maachah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in the grove. And Asa cut down her idol, and stamped it, and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not yet taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all of his days, And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and he himself had dedicated silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war unto 35th year of the reign of Asa. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 14 and 15. Let's move on over to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the throne I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeding lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like unto a lion, and the second beast like unto a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and the rest not day and night, saying, Holy, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give honor and glory and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. That was Revelation chapter 4. Let's move on over to Haggai chapter 2, the final chapter. And we start the book of Zechariah the next day. Haggai chapter 2. In the 7th month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Now speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw the house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? And yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, and all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you come out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once in a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. And then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid, a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to press fet for to draw out 50 vessels of the press, there were but 20. And I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and the labor of your hands, and yet you turn not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, and from the day of the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And again, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. That was the book of Haggai. One more book down in the Old Testament of the minor prophets. We are getting closer and closer and closer each and every single day. Tomorrow we start the book of Zechariah. So we look forward to that. Let's turn over to our final reading, John chapter 3. One of the most familiar chapters in the entire Bible. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee that ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and his deeds, that his deeds may be manifest, and that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenea near Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. And then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore, and it is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth, but he that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, and that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. That was our reading today for December 13th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. But that said, again, stick to it. We are in the home stretch of 2022. I know I've been saying it every single day, but plan on joining me for 2023. It's going to be a great year. We're going to go through the New American Standard Bible if you want to get prepared for that. Again, we've done ESV in 2021. We did King James this year in 2022, New American Standard 2023. And so, again, this is all about developing a habit of doing this each and every day. And that's why I'm doing this, because I need to continually develop that habit I need my brothers and sisters. I need you here with me each and every single day in order to help me be in the Word every single day. And I know you need the same. And so it's an encouragement. Encourage others in the church to join us, maybe even people who aren't in the church. Tell them, hey, listen, click on Facebook, 7 o'clock every day. Pastor Tim reads the Bible. And so, you know, it would be a great way to witness, great way to maybe get some folks who maybe are a little backslidden back into reading the Bible. Be a great thing. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, I just thank you so much for that glorious truth in verse 16 of what we just read, that all those who believe in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. And Lord, we just praise you that that's true. I praise you that that's true. I praise you, Lord, that I know that I have everlasting life. And I know each one of my brothers and sisters online who understand and have put their faith in Jesus Christ, Lord, are praising you today for that great, glorious gospel message. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just nourish us with it. Help that to be the centerpiece to everything that we do today. May he increase, as John said, and may we decrease. And may he get all of the glory in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.